Governor Pat Quinn went more than halfway through his State of the State address earlier this month before bringing up Illinois' budget crisis. But bring it up he did, including the need to cut spending.
We've done all things imaginable. We've cut costs across the board in Illinois. Our expenses, we're going to reduce our budget, our general revenue budget, by about $2 billion.
Quinn is saving his specific proposals for his budget address in March, but he and his Democratic primary rival Dan Hynes both intend to reduce spending because their other proposals to raise taxes and do some short-term borrowing won't be enough to completely pay off a short-term deficit plus a backlog of debt totaling $11 to $13 billion. Hynes proposes $1.6 billion in cuts, including the elimination of 800 state jobs, mostly administrative.
I think we should focus on the Blagojevich appointees who are making over $70,000 a year who are still on our payroll. I think that's one of the failures of the Quinn administration is that they never really gave us a clean start by getting rid of these Blagojevich holdovers, many of whom were part of the reason we're in the fiscal crisis right now.
But for the Republicans, a couple of billion in cuts is not enough. The seven GOP candidates reject tax increases as a last resort or worse. Instead, they say there's plenty to cut from the expense column of the Illinois budget.
Well, I think $10 billion has to be handled through reductions in spending.
In 1 year?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Adam Andrzejewski, who would eliminate whole departments he considers ineffective, like the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Other Republican ideas range from Kirk Dillard's proposal to upgrade and modernize government operations to save millions to Bill Brady's plan for 10% across-the-board cuts in every state department. And candidates of both parties are eyeing Medicaid and the state's employee pension funds. Economist Dan McMillan of the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs says many candidates want to bring in a managed care system to control Medicaid costs. For pensions, the popular proposal is a two-tier system that phases in reduced benefits. McMillan says it would be fairly simple to implement.
You can reduce them for new hires. You can reduce them at some sort of graduated scale so that people who are 30 get the pension benefits reduced by more than people who are 50 or 60.
But McMillan says state employees and teachers won't like the idea, and neither will their unions. Anders Lindahl with AFSCME, the American Federation of Federal, State, and Municipal Employees, argues that cutting benefits for new employees will do virtually nothing to curb the big cost of pensions for current employees. And he says the cost is big because the state has failed to fund pensions properly.
The pensions are cheap when paid on time. The benefits are modest, just $20,000 a year on average. Those facts don't square with their political objectives, so they want to avoid talking about them.
Pensions will be just one of the battlegrounds in any effort to balance the state budget. The candidates don't agree on details such as where to make cuts or whether to raise taxes. But like Republican Jim Ryan, they say now is the time to get Illinois' budget in order.
This is something we have to do. The people of Illinois cannot tolerate our spending more every year than we bring in revenue. You don't have to be an economist to figure out. You keep doing that year after year. What's going to happen? You're going to go bankrupt.
While Illinois' major party gubernatorial candidates are ready to cut spending, the U of I's Dan McMillan says the state may have waited too long to get its budget in order. He worries that budget cuts, even with tax increases thrown in, won't be able to cover the shortfall until the economy improves enough to bring up tax revenues. But the gubernatorial candidates are more optimistic, even if some are admitting that balancing the state budget won't be an easy job. I'm Jim Meadows. AM 580 News.